The EU disapproves. Brussels angry Trump acted on coronavirus without their permission. By Victoria Friedman on March 12, 2020. The European Commission has said that the European Union disapproves of President Donald Trump's decision to protect his citizens from further foreign exposure to coronavirus by banning entry from most of the bloc's countries without having consulted with Brussels first. President Trump announced the 30-day ban on Wednesday, which will go into effect on Friday. The ban is limited to mainland Europe, specifically the countries in the visa-free travel area known as the Schengen zone, like France, Germany, and Sweden. The UK and Ireland are not affected, as are non-Schengen countries like Croatia and Romania. Non-EU countries on the continent like Serbia and Ukraine are likewise not affected. The European Commission, the EU's powerful executive arm, said on Thursday, "The coronavirus is a global crisis, not limited to any continent, and it requires cooperation rather than unilateral action." The European Union disapproves of the fact that the US decision to impose a travel ban was taken unilaterally and without consultation. The European Union is taking strong action to limit the spread of the virus. In an effort to show President Trump that Eurocrats were working on a European solution to the outbreak, Commission President Ursula von der Leyen tweeted that same hour as her office released the statement a picture of her and her colleagues sitting around a table working on responses on all fronts to tackle the coronavirus impact. President Trump said the temporary ban is as a result of the EU failing to take precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots, which he said resulted in European travelers to the US triggering infection clusters stateside. The European Commission is not the only EU voice to have expressed offense at the targeted travel ban. A leading figure in the European Parliament, Dacian Ciolos, complained that President Trump was treating Europe as a scapegoat and said what is needed is not nationalism, but global solidarity.